Visa asked independent businesses like mine what it means when people choose to shop local.
I don't think people realise the impact they have when they choose to shop at our local butchers. It gives us a real boost and a lift that we need to carry on.
When we get an online order, we are so excited. We get a ka-ching noise on our phone and we can't wait to see who it's from.
By shopping local, your small choice makes a big difference to a family business like ours.
To you, it's shopping. To them, it's everything. Visa. Where you shop matters.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Well. We meet again. Hi, Kelly K. How are you?
Hello. Super.
Wonderful. 37 outside, a little chilly. Going to get up to about 57 today on your Wednesday. Craigslist Miss Connection Day. Day of love. A day of finding those people who are searching for love. We've got plenty of setting the bar stories for you, including Bud Light Mike. Walmart making the show with that. Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, there's a lot of setting the bar examples as we get closer to Christmas. I don't know if people are just losing their mind because they're excited that the year is ending or what, but there's plenty
of... they're just losing their mind.
Well,
I think that's just a blanket statement. Yeah.
Everybody's just losing their mind.
Yep.
All right. You know, do what you... Hey, you know what? It's baby steps. It's like that movie, What About Bob? I don't know if you've seen that. It's like a movie from the 90s starring our favorite Bill Murray. But yeah, What About Bob? He takes baby steps every single day. Just little baby steps. That's all it is.
Feels like we're crawling some days.
Yeah, some days. Some days, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We'll get through it, though.
We will. I'm patting my chest. By the way, clothes check. I'm actually wearing a button-down shirt today.
What?
I know, normally...
How long has it been?
It's been a long time.
Did you forget how to work buttons?
Well,
I feel like...
Yeah, you know, it was a different feeling. I've been living in the hoodie kind of pullover shirt sort of world for the past 8 months. And went with a button down today.
How's it feel?
I don't know. I feel like I'm overdressed.
Just so you know, I'm wearing a robe and shoes.
I shouldn't have even asked because now I'm regretting wearing the button down, and I'm like,
I'll change for later. Like we're gonna be doing a little video today. I'll change by then.
Okay, so talk to me if this is you or not, because. Uh-huh. Like, I'll come in, you're broadcasting from your house, I'm broadcasting from the radio station, but I'll come in and I'll do, I'll wear like, you know, a pair of jeans and like a hoodie or a sweatshirt or something like that. But then I'll go home and I'll be like, man, I got to get out of these work clothes.
Oh, exactly.
And then, I will change my jeans into like, a pair of joggers so I'll just basically change the bottom half and be like, yeah, much better. Got out of those jeans.
I go all in. Yeah. I put on my grocery store clothes. Mm. And when I say grocery store clothes, it's not just like what I wear to the grocery store, but it's what I bought at the grocery store. So, you know, like leggings.
Shopping at the grocery store.
Tops or sweatshirts. Yes.
Love it.
Yeah, you buy your athletic wear at the grocery store.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, there will be days where I will wear, like, the joggers and the hoodie fashion to the radio station, and I'll get home, and I'll still want to change, because it's that mental, like, shift, taking off of your work clothes, putting on your play clothes type of things. But I'm like, what do I change to? I'm in relaxed clothes.
See, I stay there. Like, if I'm in the comfy clothes and I did the work thing, I just stay there. That's where I live. There's no need to switch to other...
Different comfy clothes.
Mm. Exactly. Unless I'm not matching.
Yeah.
I do like to try to match, even if I'm doing the comfy route.
All right. Well...
You know, that's why I like to try to have cute leggings, but then you got to have, like, you know, if you got a pattern on the bottom, you can't have a crazy pattern on top. You got to be like more solid.
Can't do that. No.
Yeah.
This fashion minute brought
grocery
to you
store
by,
fashion
brought to you by the 6 o'clock hour here on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. I'm wearing a button down, so you should expect more highbrow humor today.
I feel like you're more ready to go. I'm going to work up to it.
All right.
With clothing.
All right, you work up to it, and we'll get to Feel Good Story coming up here in just about 5 minutes or so. And Kelly Kay.
So this was texted to us from Kim. She's a listener. She said, my sister and I were contacted on Facebook by a girl in California who turned out to be the biological daughter of my oldest brother that we never knew about until now.
Oh, wow.
She came to visit in July. We met her dad and siblings, took her on a tour of Waverly Hills because she loves that place. She's a big Ghost Hunters fan. Said it was awesome. And she sent this picture. She said, this is my me and my little sis with her in the middle. She goes, I'm on the left, LOL. You know, just like you, Ben.
Sure.
You're mostly on the left.
Yeah.
Another funny little detail is her name is Misty. That's also the name of my dog I had gotten about a year before we found out about her. So my sister says that I had a premonition about it when I named her Misty.
Oh.
How great is that?
Thanks for sharing.
We can, yeah, isn't that cool? We'll tweet it out. You can see the picture and just amazing. I'll tell you what, people can find out incredible things. And I'm not sure if this is how they did, but with like, you know, 23andMe, mm-hmm. Ancestry.com, stuff like that. That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty cool.
So we'll tweet that out.
If you have some good news to share, you can always email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com, or text it to us, 502-571-9970. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing so much Bud Light, your alias is literally Bud Light Mike, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we want you to pay for it.
Probably Bud Light wants you to pay for it, too. To Florida we go, where Mike Filipowski, his most recent adventure has him swiping 24 cans of Bud Light, a little case of Bud Light from the supermarket, right?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, he was arrested after being found in possession of only 21 of those 24 cans. So, you know, down to three of them. Between...
I had some.
I had me some of those.
I drank me some.
So when the police kind of dug into the old Bud Light Mike's record, they realized, oh, Mike's been in some trouble before. Let's run down his rap sheet here. Bud Light Mike. In April, stole a case of Bud Light from another convenience store in Florida. Has twice been convicted of carrying an open container of Bud Light. One at the beach, one at the bus stop.
Well, he's enjoying what he's stealing.
Yeah. Has been convicted of stealing two 18-packs of Bud Light.
Oh, wow.
In 2016, Bud Light Mike convicted after he could not pay for a Bud Light and a shot of Captain Morgan at a hotel bar.
Okay.
Bud Light Mike loves Bud Light, but does not love to pay for Bud Light.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he's going for, like, being the new spokesperson, I mean...
He's going about it the wrong way.
Beer companies sometimes do pick up on viral stories like this, but I feel like this may not be the result for Bud Light Mike because of the whole not paying for it thing.
Yeah, right.
He's got in his past.
Yeah, so... No, Bud Light Mike is probably not the guy you want to invite to your party because he's just going to steal all your drinks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang it.
There you go. Again, small examples of what not to do. That is setting the bar. All right, every single hour we do this. Kelly Kay.
So this is cool. Santa the Garbage Man?
Oh.
Apparently, yes. Tyler Lilly, a Rumkey Waste and Recycling team member, went all out to bring a little holiday cheer to the people along his route in Mount Washington.
Mount Washington!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So, HAS did a story.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been on a mission to help Santa with his naughty or nice list.
Oh.
So I guess a lot of the customers were pleased with his visits, took pictures and videos as he passed by because... I mean, how great is that to kind of see Santa Claus taking care of your trash at the curb? How cool is that?
You know, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
I mean, he knows what you've been throwing out.
That's right. What better way to figure out if you've been naughty or nice than by going through your trash?
Exactly. This is a fun idea. We love it. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
You know, look, I saw a lot of empty liquor bottles there.
Listen, we might want to knock that back a little bit.
You know.
I get it, though.
I mean, I get it, but, you know.
Pandemic times.
That's a good story. All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, we do that every single hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Can I go first?
I think you should, Sparky.
Okay. It's called Sorry I Made Your Friend Cry, Man for Woman.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I saw you from across the bar, nibbling on a pretzel with both hands.
Like a squirrel?
You were the pint-sized brunette with squirrel teeth.
Oh, well, all right. Maybe, yes, exactly. Maybe like that's a squirrel. What it was.
For some reason, I really wanted to get to know you and see if you were a nature lover like me.
Uh-huh.
So I made my move.
Can't wait.
I didn't notice your wing woman until I was too close.
Uh-oh.
So I quickly came up with a clever plan to introduce myself to you.
Spittin' game.
I asked your friend if she wanted to dance.
What? That's a unique way to say I like you.
Right.
I'm gonna dance with your friend.
Your friend answered, yes. So I told her, great, go dance over there by yourself so I can talk to your cute friend.
Oh my God.
Now, personally, I thought that approach was pretty smooth.
That was pretty funny. It was pretty funny for us, not for them.
But apparently your friend wasn't amused and had the audacity to call me a bad name and made fun of my skinny jeans.
Oh, wow. Not the skinny jeans. I'm shocked.
So I retaliated by telling the bartender to cut her off because she was a drunk tramp I knew from high school.
Oh, my God. This just went downhill very quickly.
Things got ugly after that.
After that is when it got ugly.
But
all right.
Through your friend's tears, I saw you smile. And if you're interested, come back next week at the same time and this time, and don't bring your trash.
Oh my
man,
gosh!
This guy is a piece of work.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I don't see a future. I really don't.
I've been the third wheel before, and that's no fun. Uh-huh. So it's okay.
No.
All right.
And if you're called trash out the gate, I don't think.
So let's move on. It's
Craigslist Missed. We're going to the grocery store for this one.
Okay.
Clean up on aisle love.
Clean up on aisle love. All right.
Man for woman. You was the cute punk-looking girl stocking up on Activia.
That's the yogurt.
The yogurt.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
For gastrointestinal health.
Sure.
I don't know why you were filling up your cart with armfuls of yogurt. Maybe you're dealing with blockage.
Ah,
see,
maybe.
Again, gastrointestinal health.
Sure.
All I know is that I was drawn to you because of your sexy neck tattoo.
Mmm.
A serpent dancing with a dagger.
Oh, yes. Very sexy.
Yeah. It is. Okay. I was a bald guy cruising by in one of the grocery scooters. Now, FYI, I don't have a problem walking or anything. I just like riding those because it makes me look cool.
Lazy.
Okay. I pulled up next to you and caught a whiff of your scent.
Okay. Gosh.
It smelled familiar. Do you use Summer's Eve Clinical Strength Deodorant?
Oh, my God. You don't put that under your arms, do you?
No, you do not. No, you do not.
Okay.
That is not where you use that.
Oh, clinical strength.
It gets worse. I believe you do because my mom uses the same stuff.
Are you kidding me? I didn't think it could get any worse.
Great choice. I suddenly became nervous, and I clumsily asked about all that yogurt by pointing to your stash and asked, you hungry?
Oh, okay.
You replied that you were not buying the yogurt to eat.
Oh.
I'm confused. Is there a DIY life hack with yogurt we don't know about?
I polish my silver with yogurt.
Then you smirked and walked away.
Okay.
That statement both confused and made me hot.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, he's confused, too. He's not sure.
Right.
Now I've lost sleep thinking about what you're doing with that yogurt.
We all are.
If you see this, tell me what color your laces were on your black leather boots so I know it's you.
Oh, maybe hot pink? I don't know.
Could be, or black. I mean, again, remember the serpent sure. danced with the dagger tattoo on the neck?
That is true.
Yeah.
Again, these are tests, I'll say. They're tests of love and if it can endure these sorts of scenarios.
I don't think they can.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connections. Let's get to a setting the bar story, shall we?
We shall.
Small examples of what not to do. And I got to be honest, this is something that, you know, it's the hottest item out right now that everybody's looking for, the PS5. You can't get them anywhere. They're sold out everywhere. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stampeding a Walmart for a rumored PS5, you're doing okay. Yeah. This,
oh, boy.
This rumor started going around on the internet from... a news radio 950.
Look at this. How long you guys tried to get this PlayStation?
For 12 hours.
12 hours yeah. You've been here?
Yes, sir.
Why is it so important to get one of these?
We need them.
By the way, I love the reporter. The reporter Absolutely. Is fantastic. But yeah, I guess. Detroit Walmart is the location where people were camped outside in sub-zero temperatures for several hours. And then when the store opened, stampeded the store only to find that the store had none of the PS5s.
Oh, when the doors opened, a stampede of people went into the store.
And people are wanting to get in. Look at this. Look at this.
But only to find out that Walmart had no PS5s.
I love this
wow.
guy's
voice. I mean, the reporter is... I mean, so I have great. A picture in my head. He sounds like he's in his advanced years.
Mm-hmm.
He's really selling the story, though.
They have none in stock. So if we were told that they're going to have them in stock Monday and we waited 7 hours in the freezing cold of 28 degrees...
Oh, no.
Why is there zero stock?
Oh, why is there zero Yikes. Stock? Coldplay for everybody who's looking for
answers.
Those PS5s, those coveted Sony PlayStation 5s.
Wow.
You just can't find them anywhere.
That is just, the struggle's real. Oh.
Yeah, when you are just trying your hardest to find those PS5s and alas, you see a rumor that perhaps Walmart has a few. And then you stampede Maybe. Walmart in the hopes that you will be the one throwing elbows to get that coveted PS5. But alas, there were no PS5 to even start with. Oh, my God. What do you do? How do you explain to your kids? Oh, God. Your kids won't love you anymore.
Yeah. No, you blame it on Santa, maybe. And just say, you know, the elves ran short. I don't know. Maybe.
Santa's got his own workshop. He could literally make a new one.
You're right. You can't blame Santa. I don't know what to do. I'm just emotional.
So again, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Just keep in mind this holiday season as you are going out searching for that coveted present, perhaps even the PS5. If you can manage to make it through the day without stampeding a Walmart for a rumored PS5, well, then you're doing okay.
Here's what you do. You write an IOU to your kid. Just be like, listen.
This right here is good for a PS5 someday. Someday.
Not real sure. When the Walmarts gets it back, we're going over there.
Got a text message from Kate who said, this reminds me of one Black Friday when I was in middle school. Some lady punched me in the face at Victoria's Secret for a bra.
Whoa! Listen. Over-the-shoulder boulder holders can be very pricey. I get it. But let's not punch people in the face. For one, okay.
But, I mean...
Stop it. No.
What was it worth it? What was the bra?
No.
Did it lift
no.
and separate? Did it do...
It probably did.
...what it needed to do?
But listen, you don't need it that bad right then and there that you're going to punch someone in the face over it. No, that's not what we do.
What would you punch someone in the face for?
I wouldn't punch anybody in the face for anything. We can't go down that conversation. That's not what we do.
We can't dive into the wormhole of, okay, say there's only one... Push-up bra left.
No.
And you and this lady are rolling for it, kind of like at Christmas with the Cranks when they're looking for that honey ham and
no, uh-uh. That's not what we do.
And the lady are going to fight
Listen,
for it.
You go over to Kohl's, they got a nice selection.
but they're not whatever. The same, Kelly.
Macy's.
They're not whatever. The same.
They're close. They have close.
Listen. It doesn't have to be a bra. It could be something else. What if it's, it could be a PS5. It could be, but I'm just trying to think of what would, I don't think there is one item that I would get so worked up over that I would get in a fight for.
We don't fight over stuff.
I mean,
people.
I mean, you say that, but what if it's worth it?
Uh-uh. Nope.
What if it's worth it?
No.
Oh, gosh. It's just a text back. I'd punch my husband in the face for $1 million. Love ya. You know what? There's always a price.
Maybe.
There's always a price.
You split it. Okay.
It's DJX. Well, congratulations to Michael Turner. Michael Turner. 12 ugly Christmas sweater days of Christmas holiday.
What is that?
Sorry, I kind of butchered it. It is the...
You did a little.
The 12... What is it? 12 days of ugly Christmas sweaters. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyways, uh-huh. Michael Turner. He's winner. He got a big old White Castle slider case Christmas sweater.
He's got a Crave case.
I know. Love it. And he's got some cool prizes. We've got prizes every single day we're giving out, and they get a little bit better every single day. So everything from Echo Dots to money to spend at the outlet shop to the bluegrass to, tickets to see AJR in concert. Virtually, of course. Right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Can we also mention that Mike's sweater has pockets? Fun fact.
Yeah. Pockets. Yeah, everybody's going to pick up Run Rudolph Run passes with DJX Echo Dots, big screen televisions, Chromebooks. I mean, like I said, gets a little bit better every single day. The 12 ugly Christmas sweater days of Christmas.
Okay, the 12 days of ugly Christmas sweaters is what you've been trying to say a couple times now. It's cute, though.
Nailed it.
I speak Ben.
All right, let's move to a feel-good story. Thank you.
We should probably move to this amazing feel-good story. Okay, so listen. I'm a mom. If you're a parent, basically, you probably can relate to this pretty hard. So there is a mom, Zepp Campbell. She noticed her daughter Kestrel's dirty sock on the bathroom floor for a week. Like, daughter just left it there, kept walking past it for a week, right? We've all been there, haven't we, parents?
We've all been there.
We have. So this is when Zepp decided to do a little sociological experiment by transforming it into a mock art exhibit. Labeled it a little plaque, calling it the Forgotten Sock, saying it was on loan from the collection of the artist. Oh. Kestrel then joined in, the daughter, by making a proper pedestal for the sock.
Okay.
So, like, daughter's just like, okay, I see what you're doing. Right. I'm going to join in the fun. So then mom amps it up, adds some barnyard animals to kind of look at it, right?
Sure.
And then added a miniature monolith, Christmas lights, action figures, and used it as the cradle for a nativity scene.
Wow.
Poor little baby Jesus laying in the dirty sock for the mock art exhibit. And it's gone viral because it should. That's kind of amazing.
All right.
It takes a lot of effort.
Good
but
stuff.
But I love the fact that the daughter joined in. Like, I know what you're doing, Mom.
Right.
And I'm going to help.
I will help you shame me.
Exactly. We'll tweet it out so you can see it. It's pretty great at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. Feel good every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I got a quick question for you. How would you pronounce this word? MICROWAVE.
Microwave?
Okay. Apparently there are alternate ways that I didn't even know existed.
Stop it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking that some people call it a microwave?
I'm not even talking that, but there's alternate ways of pronouncing it, and my mind's blown, and we will dive into that weird wormhole coming up. Do me a favor real quick. Pronounce MicroWave.
Microwave. Why is this a question?
Because during an episode of her show, Cook, Eat, Repeat, Chef Lawson, she was cooking black pudding meatballs with fatty milk, which, okay, sure, I'll try.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, why not? And there is a 6-second clip that I'm going to draw into the microscope here that is getting a lot of attention now. Because at one moment, she reveals that she had heated a full glass of fat milk in the microwave. But it's the pronunciation of how she says microwave that has everybody going, huh?
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Like, I want to be like, yeah, I'm going to be looking at microwaves at Target, and then maybe take a stroll over to Meijer or K. Rogers. Like, I wouldn't have even guessed on that being the pronunciation or being...
No, but I'm instantly changing right now.
I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Microwave.
I'm
never saying it.
I love it.
I'm never saying it microwave again. Microwave.
You know what, darling? I'm going to fix you some chicken nuggets in the microwave. Give me just a second.
Microwave. Would you so like... Great. Some Totino's pizza rolls warmed in the microwave.
Give me just 30 seconds. Deliciousness is coming to your plate from the microwave.
I need to defrost the bargellis and cream cheese in the microwave.
Great. I'm crying. I love it. I love it so much. It makes me
feel I've warmed fancy. In the microwave.
Microwave. So stupid, but I
it's
love
so
it.
Dumb, but I use it so much, and now it makes me feel super fancy.
I know. I was gonna say, Kelly, that is your oven. Like that
my
is
way
your
of life.
One major appliance in the kitchen that if you didn't have, you wouldn't cook. No. Children, would you like this macaroni and chiazze warmed in the microwave?
Oh my god. I'm changing everything. I'm changing the way I speak. I'm changing what I call everything. Oh, chiazze. I'm going to listen to this. Let me get you a piece of chiazze. Out of the... How are we going to change refrigerator? Refrigerator?
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
I'm going to come up with all new words, way to say these things. And, oh, my God. Great.
Yeah, so again, I didn't know that I needed Chef Lawson to mispronounce. Sorry, I'm not even going to say mispronounce microwave. I'm going to say reintroduce us to the new way that we didn't know how we were supposed to pronounce. Sorry, pronounce.
It's the bougie way to say it. I love
it. Warmed in the microwave.
In the microwave.
So now I immediately, why is it that I'm immediately thinking of Rico Suave in my head now? God. It's like I'm going to be hearing Rico Suave as I'm warming up things in the microwave. I can't.
Ramen noodles in the microwave.
Noodles? Ramen noodles.
Just 60 seconds of the Romane Noodles in the microwave.
I can't breathe. I'm never going to grocery shop the same way. I'm going to be going down the aisle just crying, laughing, and people are going to think I'm nuts.
Oh, gosh. See, you know what? We're adding a little bit of elegance to your life right now. A little bit of elegance.
Oh, Greg, sorry. Rico Suave's in his mind, too. I mean, does it not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, again, let's all congratulate. By the way, if you want to see the clip for yourself, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us there, too. Speaking of Siri, you know, I bet you're probably, you know, maybe you're listening to us on, you know, your AirPods right now. And you're thinking to yourself, man, I love these AirPods, but I really feel like I underpaid for them. Well, guess what?
I don't think anyone is saying that. They probably think these are way too expensive, but I bought them anyway because it's just what I do.
Apple's got some good news for you.
Because, that's great.
They have now announced their AirPods Max over-ear headphones. So they're not going to be like the little earbuds. They're going to be like headphones like you and I wear. And they're going to launch on the 15th. For the low, low price of $550. So.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Again.
Everyone needs them.
Yeah.
I say as I roll my eyes.
Again, if you were enjoying your AirPods and thinking, you know what, $150 just doesn't seem enough for these amazing earbuds.
Said no one ever.
Apple's like, we got you, fam.
We got you, fam.
We got you, fam. Don't worry. Don't worry. We got you.
We will take way more of your money.
Yeah.
Gladly.
So, yeah, if you want to see these beautiful creatures, you can go to WDGX.com. We got posted right there. Kelly, I think I've got a love story here.
A love story?
A love story.
Okay, another one?
Maybe of the ages. A love story between Harris and Apricot. It's, yes, a love story of star-crossed lovers, otters.
Oh, otter love.
Yeah.
Great.
So here's the thing. Harris lost his best friend and romantic partner, Apricot.
Oh, no.
So
what happened?
So it's a story of love and love lost. Died at the age of 16. He became a lonely bachelor.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Soon, he met Pumpkin. Pumpkin,
that's great,
was a lady otter from a different sanctuary who was also seeking a new man after losing her longtime lover.
Oh, they have something in common.
So the two sanctuaries put them together, and alas, it's otter love. And with that, I'm going to go to the internet, to YouTube.
Here we go.
And search otter love. And with over 1.1 million views.
Oh, wow. You can't be wrong with that.
Here's the sounds, perhaps, of Harris and Pumpkin together kindling their love.
What is that?
I love it.
That is so bizarre sounding.
I think it's the first.
Wow. Like, wow. That is, yeah. That's happiness right there.
That is.
That's Harrison Pumpkin.
Yep.
Riding off into the sunset, living happily ever after together, having lots of little outer babies, probably.
Yes, probably.
Oh, we can only hope.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That sounded pretty aggressive at the end.
So as you are going through your day today, just know that Harris and Pumpkin have once again, even after they lost love, have found love once again.
That is such a touching story. That's the feel good you needed, right?
All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got?
So this is out of a small town in Texas. Linda Tutt High School launched a grocery store in November so students could purchase necessities like toilet paper, meat, and basic food items. Mm-hmm. They pay for their purchases by earning points from good deeds.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that a great idea? The principal said that 43% of their students are considered economically disadvantaged. So she said, we thought it was important to support them and their families, making sure they had food on the table. So the high school partnered with local groups, First Refuge Ministries, Texas Health Resources, and a grocery store there to open the store, which is completely run by students. They manage the inventory, stock the shelves, and help other students find and bag the products they need. Students in the entire school district and their families can buy whatever they need using a number of points, which is initially set depending on the size of their family, and then they can earn more points for outstanding performance in school, doing good deeds, which teachers and staff can award points for, and completing jobs around school, like helping out in the library or mentoring elementary school students.
Oh, wow.
And then on December 15th, they're going to open it to the entire community.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really great idea. It teaches them responsibility, awards them for doing good things. It's just a win-win all the way around.
All right. Good deal. Feel good.
Tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Of the two of us, Kelly and myself, you would think that I would probably be more of the superhero sort. No, Kelly is way more into the Marvel and the superheroes than I am. However,
I'm all up in it.
So if I throw this out, that there are Spider-Man 3 leaks, are you interested?
Of course I am.
So we know now that Spider-Man 3 is not going to be in theaters for another year. I think they're looking at December of 2021 for Spider-Man 3.
Yes.
But check this out. They are looking at a return of Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, Andrew Garfield.
Whoa. Wait a second. Yep. Tom Holland is still playing Spider-Man, right?
Yep.
Because Toby and Andrew both played Spider-Man. What is happening?
It's almost like a multiverse in live action.
It's a live action Spider-Verse.
Yes. Maybe. So Tobey Maguire, Kirsten Dunst, Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone, Alfred Molina, Jamie Foxx, they're all set to return to Spider-Man 3.
Doc Ock and yes. Electro. Yeah, okay. You need to say their character names.
Okay, well, I didn't know them off. I didn't know them off the top of my head, but that
God, it's in the blog.
Kelly, I only read headlines. You know that, right?
All right.
But everybody's hyped and thinking that, you know, there's going to be there's going to be a real Spider-Verse, which, you know, I think one of the most underrated Spider-Man movies ever is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I mean, I think that was a fantastic Spider-Man. And
it
again,
is really good. Here's the thing. So I feel like there are fan theories out there that maybe point to Doctor Strange being a part of it, which he is the one that can, like, manipulate time.
Is that
in different realms?
Is that the character who's played by
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Okay, thank you for completing that sentence because I would not have gotten that right.
I'm just trying to save you from falling into your holes of not knowing anything about superheroes.
But here's the thing too. Didn't Doc Ock and didn't Mr. Freeze or whatever his name is, didn't they die?
Hence, again, Doctor Strange being able to manipulate time.
Gotcha.
I feel like that's one of the theories that is how they're going to be able to do all this.
Okay. All right. So, yeah.
But I'm intrigued because it's still, like, the same cast that have been in the latest genre of Marvel Spider-Man movies, like Zendaya and all the supporting crew, Marissa Tomei. Like they're all still going to be in it again with the cast from the other previous Spider-Man. Generations of the movie.
All right.
So I'm just curious.
All right. Hey, you know what? My interest is peaked. I'm in.
You're in? Okay. So I know that Toby hasn't signed to the dotted line yet. Neither has Emma Stone, but they're in negotiations.
Yes.
But
yes.
Andrew Garfield is in. Kirsten Dunst is in. Alfred Molina is in. Jamie Foxx is in.
Well, if Kirsten Dunst is in, I mean, Tobey Maguire has to be in because you can't have one without the other.
Well,
you gotta have you gotta have the Jane to the. Isn't it Jane? It's Jane, right?
It's MJ.
Yeah. Oh, MJ.
Gwen Stacy was Emma Stone.
Right. So you gotta have the MJ to the Spider-Man or Peter Parker. You gotta have the MJ to the Peter Parker. You gotta have the right pairings.
Is also, I think, Gwen Stacy.
Okay.
Was she, is she MJ? I can't remember.
Kelly,
I get them kind of messed up a little bit.
I mean, I'm just excited that I know a little bit about what's happening here. So
you didn't completely embarrass yourself. So good job, Sparky.
That is a first. You said it's up on the website?
Yes, WDJX.com. You can see all the fan theories, read more.
All right.
Go to the source, all the things.
All the things right up there, WDJX.com. Yes. To what? Piggyback on your, my Spider-Man, Spider 3 talk. You dug up the fact that Amanda Seyfried decided that, the Guardians of the Galaxy wasn't a good enough movie for her?
Yeah, she thought it was going to bomb. She said she didn't want to be a part of the first Marvel movie to bomb because, quote, like, who wants to see a talking tree and talking raccoon?
Now,
clearly, I was very wrong.
To be fair, I don't have an opinion on that because I have not seen it. So,
oh my God, you haven't seen any Guardians of the Galaxy movies at all?
No.
Like, nothing?
No. I will say my daughters have seen them, and they enjoy them. So I'll take their word for it. but
oh, okay. Well, she was going to play Gamora, the green girl.
Have no idea who that
Zoe
is.
Zoe Saldana took. Okay.
All okay. Right. all right. Great.
You're really thanks. Now. You're embarrassing yourself.
okay.
Okay. You were fine
with like the Spider-Man
your way through the Spider-Verse.
Uh-huh.
But now,
all right.
I just you got to take away your man card at some point. If you are not even aware enough, do you know Groot? I am Groot. That's where we get him.
Yeah, I mean I've heard of it. Yeah, sure. He's a little raccoon.
Oh my God, no! Oh. It's the tree.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. All right. Well,
Cooper is the talking raccoon.
I'll catch right up there. On the website then. WDJX.com. I want to pass along this interesting. You know, because a lot of people are trying to, I guess, weave through dating online and going through different dating websites and everything, especially in 2020 when, you know, we haven't been able to really go out and mingle as much as we had in the past, right? So Katie, she posted this screenshot of a text conversation that she had with one of these guys that she kind of matched with on one of her online dating sites, right?
Okay.
And it's got a lot of attention. And let me just read some of the text exchange and see if you can pick out where this guy is going to kind of go wrong here, okay?
All right, this is fun.
All right, so Katie writes, if you think you're bad at making decisions, take a look at one of my matches who needs an actual computer to tell him whether he finds someone attractive. So Freddie is his name. He writes, not going to lie, I put a couple of your selfies through that pretty scale website to check if you are actually attractive. Your score was decent.
No. Like, out the gate. This is where already, already going downhill.
But your forehead is too big, apparently. LOL. So, do you want to go out next week? Question mark.
Oh my God.
And so Katie responds, why did you do that? And then tell me about it. Weird. And then Freddie, still being very honest and aloof, says, I do it for all people I consider dating just to check they're scientifically good looking and I'm not just confused. Like I said, you seem all right. So next week.
Despite your massive forehead, what is happening? How did he think that was going to work?
So,
like, insult her forehead and then, hey, you want to go out? Hey, Megamind.
I mean,
you're cute.
You know,
let's go out.
Maybe he's thinking, okay, I'm just going to get it out there first. Or maybe the fact that he hasn't had any real human interaction in 8 months or so.
That's it.
Is clouding his vision as to what might seem appropriate when you're talking to a potential date. But then, Katie, do you think Katie accepts his offer?
I'm going to say no. I'll take no for 500, Alex.
Ding, ding, ding. You're right. Katie writes back, absolutely not. See ya. And then he's all like, sorry, I didn't mean to offend. I just think you're cute, but I just like to be sure.
Again, despite your massive forehead, I don't understand. Like, guys, if you can hear me, don't try to woo a woman by saying, hey, a computer says you're not super attractive, but I still want to date you despite that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't say that at all.
Yeah, that's not a good opening line.
That's not going to work.
All right. So for more hot dating tips, you can follow us on the Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. And like I said, catch up on what you missed on the podcast.
And listen, I say that as a person who just about any pickup line would have worked on me. Okay?
But hey, you've got a massive neck. Want to go out?
Yes. All right, fine.
You're like, all right, you know what? You got me. Okay.
You know what? True statement. All right, let's go.
Pick me up at 8. All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.